Why, hello there, everyone. I'm in bed. Wait, let me open. Can you all hear me? Can you all hear me okay? Let me open my YouTube comments to see who's is if anyone's here. Hi guys. Hello. I didn't know. Also, like it's no money ka? Like there's I didn't know there was gonna be like I didn't know that there was Twitter Spaces for Android. I always use my iPhone when I did Twitter Spaces, but now I can just do it from here, which is pretty cool. Can anyone hear me? Hi, I will wake you. Hello, hello, loud and clear. Okay, good. Does it sound weird? Does it sound okay? Because sometimes I turn into a robot on Twitter Spaces. Hello, everyone. Hello. Hi, guys. Oh my God. I feel like it's been so long. Konkomori, konkomori irasshai. Irasshai, irasshai. Konbanwa. Sounds good. Okay, good. Yeah. Oh my God. It's been so long. Wow. I thought, well, well, I guess technically, the thing is, like, I guess I could be streaming, but like, it seems like I don't know. It seems so weird to like. I don't know. It seems so weird to not weird, but I feel like I shouldn't be streaming when if I can't like. First of all, like mic issues are pretty serious, you know? Like if it was just like, oh, something's wrong, like I can't move or something. Well, it's like okay, well that's okay. We'll just PNG it, you know, but like mic is a different issue. It's like if you can't hear me, then what's gonna like it's not good. So I want to get that fixed up. So I talked with staff a little bit, and we agreed that like getting like an XLR or like a trying out a different XLR cable would be a good fix. So I'm getting a new XLR cable, and we'll see if that does anything. I do have a collab plan with Vita this week. We wanted to finish up the game, so I'm hoping to have it fixed by then, but we'll see. Yeah, I know it's been so long since the last Twitter space. Like, well, I don't remember what the last time I did a Twitter space, but I also remember like I don't know. I needed to like check with management and stuff, check with like staff, make sure it's okay to like Twitter space and stuff. Luckily or unluckily for me, staff is not up right now, so or well, at least my money-san, my money-san is not up right now. So I was like, well, I mean, I don't know who to ask, so I guess I'll just do it. But yes, it is very nostalgic. XLR is a condenser. It is, I think so. I think that's, yeah, it's definitely not like a USB. I have a so that's the issue, you know. So I think I have a mic issue, but I'm not sure if it's like, I don't know if it's like the, what do you call it? I don't know if it's the mic itself or if it's the, what do you call that? The interface. But and like there's no way for me to check because I don't have any other mics here, right? So yeah, months ago, I know, right? Months and months ago. What a rebel. I know I'm a rebel. But as for goodness and vision, I'll just ask. I have a meeting like tomorrow. I'll just be like, yo, who should I ask when I want to do a Twitter space at like 7 p.m. here? Yeah. In the time I've seen Aoi, she's become evil Aoi. No, yeah. Well, maybe. Mom, how's Miss Kitty doing at the moment? She's good. Yes, she is. Oh my goodness. She's like very like she's become like very friendly. I mean she was always friendly, but it's gotten even more recently. Yeah. She gets a little lonely when like during the hours that I'm sleeping, which makes me sad that I can't like let her into my room, but like every time she comes in here, she gets under the bed and starts like scratching up the bed on like underneath the bed, and I'm like, stop, don't do that, because like I can't get her out from under there, and like, and plus like my, I guess I suppose like my bedroom is like my allergy free zone, even though I sound like I'm congested, which I am, because I don't know if it's the allergies or just because it's cold out, but Have you come up with a name for her? Yeah, think I've decided on Mimi as a name, like a permanent name. Like before I was like, maybe you guys, like maybe I'll name her Mimi because like it was my grandma's name and like it's of like French origin and like I wanted like a French origin name. So I was like, okay, yeah, I think I'm gonna go with Mimi, but now I think it's pretty like set in stone. Like yes, so her name is Mimi. Everyone, my family approves of it. So, everyone thinks it's very cute. And it's got meaning, you know. It's got soul. So, yeah. Hey, Ali, hope you're well. Yes, I am well. I hope you are doing well too. But yeah, she's becoming super comfy, and she's still like kind of trying to claw the couch sometimes. But I'm like, okay, stop. But recently, she started using her cat post more. I have like a cat. What do you call that? Like a cat, like tree or something? It's really small because I didn't, because if I move again, like I didn't want to like have to bring something really big with me or something I could just like sell pretty easily. And I don't like I it's not like I have like that much money, so I'm just like, okay, just something cheap, simple. And it was like it felt like a good deal, so I bought like a 20 something euro like cat tree or whatever. But she wasn't using it for a really long time, but now she finally did. But she jumped on the table yesterday, you guys. Jumping everywhere. I'm like, oh, she's cute though. She's cute. It's a condenser mic. You need phantom power to operate it. Yes, I do have an audio interface. I do, and like, yes, I have the phantom power on and everything. The thing is, yeah, with my mic, like, I didn't change anything. Like, nothing changed. I read on the internet that like it's usually cable issues, so that's why I'm getting a new one. But I also read that if like the inside of the mic like somehow got wet, like it's kind of like it's over. And I don't, it hasn't gotten wet. It's not like I didn't spill anything on my mic, but I will say that I speak very close to it. So if my spit, I was telling this to Iku the other day, but like if my spit got into the mic and that's what broke it, first of all, that's funny, but like that's not good because then I need a new mic. Mic's kind of expensive, so. Yeah, she's an adventurer, and she's very playful, and she wants to be, she like has kind of wanted to go outside recently, but it's like it's hard for me because the people at the cat organization told me not to let her out. Also, I have, sorry, this is really ADHD brain right now, but I brought wine. I haven't really had an excuse. Like it, like me and Non and like Igu or whatever, like we've been like watching movies and like talking recently, but like it hasn't really been like, oh, like let's like KP sort of like a thing. And I haven't been streaming lately, so I haven't really been like I have bottles of wine. I just haven't been drinking them right now. So let me get that. Not me drinking wine in bed. That's so like, is this alcoholic behavior? But yeah, Mimi. If you hear like rustling, that's literally me like moving in bed. Saturday Night Fever. Oh yeah, oh yeah, because she streamed today. Yeah, we watched Saturday Night Fever. I told yeah, it's actually like a pretty dark movie. And I was telling my mom that because my mom likes the Bee Gees. My mom likes the Bee Gees, and like she likes the Bee Gees, and I think she likes the. I mean, she was like an 80s kid, I guess. Or like, yeah, she was a young adult in the 80s, and so I think she knows a lot of those movies. And she was like, was it good? She's like, it's good, right? And I was like, it's kind of dark. And she was like, oh yeah, I don't know, I don't remember. And I was like, okay, mom. She just liked the Bee Gees. Yeah, that movie is pretty brutal. It's like his family's super dysfunctional, but it really felt like a oh, I think it felt like a commentary about the times, you know, like yeah, I don't know. It felt like a period piece. It feels like I took a Polaroid from like the late 70s, and yeah, I don't know. I feel like I wasn't as offended about it as like the other we were watching it. The four of us were watching it. It was me, Iku, Non, and Rita. We were all like watching it, and maybe I wasn't as offended as some everyone else. But then again, like I feel like I'm not like a film kid or anything. But within the past like year or so, I feel like I've watched a lot of like old movies that are very like sexist and racist in nature, and like it's just the times, you know. It's like reading It's like reading Huckleberry Finn, you know? Grease is really better. That's true. I like Grease so much. Grease is so fun. It's like it was like watching Grease with like less, with like more sexism, more racism, less choreography, and less singing. Yeah, she was traumatized. Oh no. I drink beer in bed. Oh my god. Yeah. Coco, what do you have, little owl? I hope you're having a lovely day. It's been weird not seeing you recently. I know. Glad your mic situation is coming together slowly. Yeah, I thought it was a computer issue originally, but then I tried it on like other like computers. I mean, I only have like my laptop and stuff, so it's like, and I thought it was just my computer. I was like, this is probably a computer issue, but then like I was using it on my laptop the other day for like a longer period of time, and I started to cut out on Discord and stuff, so yeah. So there was still singing. Oh, in Saturday Night Fever, no, I guess they didn't sing. The Bee Gees sang. The Bee Gees sang, but the characters did not, so. Yeah, 3 days of no gin, one makes you sad, so I grabbed the bottle. That's a mood. I feel like I've been drinking less recently, which is like fine, which is good. It's healthy, you know. But people are fighting over some old novels about it. But honestly, it feels like it's a snapshot, you know. We just have to recognize like that was normal then, and like what is normal now will not be normal like 100 years from now either, you know. Or maybe not 100 years. Maybe not 100. That's a, I mean, but yeah, yes, 100. But how long ago was like the 80s? Like what, 40 some years ago? Like that was a while ago, you guys. Like we have to recognize that, you know, like it was normal then, and it's not normal now. And what's normal now is not going to be normal 40 years from now. And like we might find it shocking, and I agree that it is very shocking. But it's that was a norm at one point in the world, and you know. Yeah. Anyways, let's see. I'm going to open my bottle of the wine. It's already like, oh god, but this is from a while ago. I'm not sure when I opened this bottle. Like I say a while, but that's just under the assumption that I'm drinking like often. But you know, apparently like a glass of wine a day is like healthy or something. I don't know. I don't know if that's true or if that's like copium from like people who drink too much, but okay, let me get my wine. Can't believe I'm drinking in bed. My god, you guys, I have these chips too. I think I've already talked about this, but like the mustard like pickle flavored chips in France are so good. Like why? They have no right to be that good. No right to be that good. Oh wow, that's a good sound. Okay, France propaganda. Honestly, also I noticed that like. Okay, KP, you guys, KP, yay, wow, I feel like it's been so long since I talked to timekeepers, wow, KP. Gonna put this on my nightstand so I'm not, like, there's not, like, a precarious, this is not dangerous. Ooh, so strong. Nice puff, yeah. Oh my god, it's so cold. It's so cold. I'm like hiding under my blankets. What was I gonna say? I was gonna say. I have a dumb question about the mic moisture. Have you tried putting it in a warm place? If you have radiators on top, would be good. Might be a good thing to try with cables and help. Yeah, I will try that. When I was talking about the moisture thing, Hime was like, she's like, why don't she was like, what if you tried sticking your mic into a bag of rice? And I was like, honestly, that's not a bad idea. So maybe, yeah, if the XLR cable doesn't work. Mean, the real solution, not the real solution, but like it's I feel like it would technically be better to have. I'm trying to think, like, if it's a mic or an interface solution, like what's the solution? Like what if it's a problem with the mic or the interface, like what do I do then? It's like, do I take it into a shop or like to see which one's like the problem? Or do I buy one of the a new one or the other and see, like, do I buy a cheap mic or something? Like, do I buy a cheap condenser mic and see if that changes anything? And if it does, like, if it does, if what? If the mic, if it ends up being like not the mic issue, like, do I get a cheap interface, like, to test it out? Do I take it, do I take my computer in? Like, is it a computer issue? I don't know. Stick in the oven. Warm it, heat it up. I'm trying to get it really hard. I did the other day, actually. Someone said that. Someone in chat said that when I was streaming. They were like, "Have you tried hitting it?" And so I muted my mic and I hit it. Not like against a wall or anything, just like with an open palm. But who you tried so far? So I wasn't sure if it was like a mic issue or a Also, there's no reason I'm talking quiet. Also, by the way, this sounds like I'm trying to be like quiet or something, but it's like there's no reason. It's just because I'm in bed, like, and I'm not streaming. Anyway, I didn't know if it was a mic or computer issue. So I tried plugging it into like my laptop and seeing if that worked. I thought it was okay for a second because like Iku and Noel were like, "Oh yeah, you sound good," and I was like, "Great." But then a little bit later, like, I started cutting out on Discord again. Like, sometimes the issue is like the issue with Discord is like it'll cut out completely, and like I'll be talking and then it just cuts out and it won't, like, for 10 seconds. I don't know. Yeah, totally forgot about the free super. Thank you, thank you. I came for the membership milestone. Oh my god, yeah, 18 months. Free super day. I wonder if you could take your mic slash interface to something like Guitar Center. I know that in the US they would help you test gear. Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, I wonder if there are any places that sell like audio gear that would help me try to like troubleshoot. Like, maybe, right? Audio shop. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I might try that if it's not the XLR. Let's see. Let's see. Also, someone. Okay, wait, no, I'll tell that story later. Let me look up to see if there are like audio shops. Audio, you're gonna hear my typing. This, I feel like this is so weird because usually when I'm on my iPhone, like, it doesn't have like the vibration touches. But I know every time I like talk to my mom on the phone and I'm like typing a text or something, she's like, "What's that noise?" And I'm like, "It's just me typing." Audio shop. See. Oh yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I think there's at least one. There's at least one that like sells like. Looks like they sell a lot of stuff. DJ Supply Store. What? 1 kilometer? That's really where? That's so close. Oh, here? Oh, interesting. Maybe I could take it here too. Oh, whoa. That, I don't know. Audio Jungle. No. You think they can speak English? Probably not. That's, yeah. I've been getting by just like with the help of like friends. Or like me just like trying my best. Google Translate. No, I don't use Google Translate that often, but if the situation calls for it. It's just like ASMR. It really does. I feel like I'm doing ASMR, but I'm not even trying. I'm not even trying. It's like, you know, it's a different vibe when you're like in front of your computer in OBS and you're like, "Hi guys, I gotta, you know, we're gonna talk now," you know. Compared to that and being like on my stomach in my bed, like just chilling, you know. You basically have to get lucky and find an employee that likes audio tech and they'll know if, yeah, that's true. Yeah. I visit France next year, so I need to freshen up my French video. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, neighbor. Oh, speaking of, I feel like the last time I talked about, I talked one time about, recently, about, oh yeah, I had a date. I mean, it wasn't a date, but like, I had a date to go out with like a German girl. Did I remember that? So I went out with her. So I went out with her, and we like grabbed a coffee and we walked around. She had like this really big backpack, and apparently she was studying psych. She's studying psych, so I was like, oh my God, like wow, like whatever. Yeah, we had a talk about that. But like apparently she got some sort of ticket. She got like a, I don't know, like a rail pass to travel around France. I'm not sure she like won it. It was like raffle style, but like she got it, and so she was just solo traveling around France, staying in like hostels and stuff. And I was like, "Dang, girl, you're brave." I mean, I didn't say that, but that's what I thought. Like, I don't know. I don't think I have the courage to, whenever I go traveling. Like, I travel with friends. Like, I would never. I don't know. I'm not a solo traveler, so. Those passes, yeah. She was like on a 9-day like journey through France, and so she was just stopping by like my area for like a few days. And I caught her on her last day, pretty much. And so we just walked around, got coffee. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. She was like, she's a little younger, she's younger than me. She was nice. She was nice. I think maybe I'll hit her up next time I'm in Germany. I say as if I've been to Germany before. I have not. I have not. Yeah, solo traveling. I don't know. I can't solo travel. I don't think I'm like, I would say I'm an adventurous to like a point, you know, like if someone asked me to do something or like they're like, oh, we should try this, or like you want to do this, I'd be like, yeah, sure, whatever. I'm down for whatever. But I'm not the type of person to go out of my way to travel alone. So yeah, hostels are spoopy. Yeah, it wasn't. Isn't one of like this most like gruesome horror movies out there? Isn't it called like The Hostel? Yeah, I'd like to visit really like Spain. Oh yeah, Spain was. I've only seen a bit of Spain. But it looks. It seems like, I in the from what I saw from my one like short trip to Spain, it was good. Teach you in a German? No, her English was like pretty good. She had like a German accent, but like it was pretty good. But she actually remember. Okay, wait. I think. Wait, are they here? Oh yes. Someone. I could be wrong, but I believe it was. I believe it was Dubajizrak who told me one time about the apps where you can get like food from. I don't know who exactly. It was one of you guys talking about apps where you can get like leftovers from stores, right? When they have like leftovers, you can buy them for cheap. She told me, I didn't look it up at the time. I was like, it'd be cool if they had it, but I asked her what she'd been doing for food because like it's kind of expensive. She's a student and like she's alone. And she said she hadn't gone into any cafes. Like it was the cafe that she went in that we went in together. It was like their first, it was her first time going into a cafe during the trip because she had like no one to go with. And I was like, oh yeah, like let's do it, you know? But you know, that means that she was like probably not like eating restaurant food. So I was like, what are you eating? And she was like, yeah, too good to go. Yeah, she was like, I'm using too good to go. And I was like, oh. What's that? And then she showed me, and I got some cream puffs that day from a place. Yeah, hostels are either pristine, amazing places, or they're dirty and noisy. Never heard of any in between. Yeah, I've stayed in a hostel like once. And I've stayed in places that are like similar to hostels, not like dormitory style, but like kind of similar, like guest houses, sort of, where the walls are thin and like, the walls are thin and like there's lots of people sitting there, you know, like those sort of places. But like hostels, only like once, and like I don't know if I'd do it again. Like I guess if I was really traveling on a budget. But yeah, it's cheap. Yeah, so I've used it a few times since then, and it's good. I really like it, and especially because like I'm up so late, like it's easy. It's easy to go like pick up stuff because like they usually are giving it out around the time where like I'm still up and out and about. Yeah. I used it at a grocery store a few days ago. And I got like chicken. I got like two thingies of chicken. Which is a lot. It was actually a lot, so I had to like put it away. I had to like freeze some of it. But I got like chicken, I got like bread. It's crazy. I stayed in a hostel in Canada, and that was an experience. I think hostels in other countries are generally better. Oh, really? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. The only time I stayed alone was like here, so went to house for a week or two. I only travel. I usually only travel with friends. The furthest I've been is like I bought an airplane by myself, obviously. Like, I don't know, because I have to go home. I have to go home, and like I've gone like within the US too. Like I've gone to visit family by myself, but like I always have a place to stay, so too good to go is for night owls. During the day, only bakeries and fruits are available. So it's like it's pretty perfect. Yeah, I haven't been using it, so I've only been using it like when I go out. Like that's probably how it should be, you know. I mean, I think that I cook enough, so yeah. Chicken, I know. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I like it, so hopefully. And I told my parents about it today. They're not they I mean they have enough money to like deal with themselves, you know. It doesn't really matter for them, I guess. But I told her about it, and I was like, it's pretty cool. You can get Chinese food and stuff. I don't know. Yeah, because I looked it up, and it was like there was a lot of stuff in my hometown as well. And I was like, let's go. If you visit Germany, I will be inspired by you and KP, since I can't stand the KP. I will. We'll share a KP, like somewhat close to each other, like in the same country, the same general area, I guess. I still don't really like understand the not understand, but like the size of France, because like going from the US, which is it's giant, you know, it's massive, to like Japan, which is like tiny, tiny. Like France is like a lot bigger than Japan, you know? But it's like I still can't really grasp the like size difference, I feel like, of everything, just because Japan was so tiny. I feel like I want mustard chips. Oh my God. France is one of the biggest on the. Oh, I actually know that. I haven't really been like looking at the map. I need to look at the map more. I mean, I look at Google Maps, obviously, but like I don't really look at the map of like the world. I'll look at it now. Oh yeah, that's true. France is really big. Germany's pretty big too, though. France, Germany, Poland, Spain, pretty big. Italy's like long. Romania, I have a friend from, not from, yeah, who is Romanian, I should say. European countries are small for the most part. So we 12 hours driving through the west side. Oh my. Used to be bigger, but let's not into that. Yeah, the, history sleepy. I guess I am. I went to bed at 7. I was in bed around like 7 a.m. today. It's so yeah. My sleep schedule's a little bit messed up. Just a little bit, you know. I don't know. Maybe I'll become like Iku, and I'll just keep pushing back my schedule. I'm not sure. Sure. I was supposed to visit family and friends next year, but then I realized it's Olympics next year, and that sounds crowded. True. Yeah, if you're going to like, probably if you're going anywhere, honestly, like they were doing like rugby, right? They were doing rugby here, a few months ago, last month, a few months ago, and it was definitely like, oh yeah, it was more crowded than usual, and all the bars, like literally, you walk down the street and you look through the windows, and every place was just playing rugby. Oh my God, this wine is good, but it's like it's kind of strong. Your sleep is busted. I've been speaking of Heyman, I've been did she tell you guys about Maid? She's been watching this Netflix, or she watched this Netflix series called Maid, and she told me and Nolan while we were on call with her. She was like, "You should watch Maid so I can scream about it." And I was like, "Okay." And so I'm watching it right now, and I'm on episode like three, four, 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 I think. I feel like the UK is massive when I look at the map for places to travel for. Oh, but realistically, it's tiny. Go work, have to go, but enjoy the talk. Thank you, AK. Thanks for dropping by. She was watching us. Yeah. She was sad at the end. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm kind of sad through the whole thing. Like, it's kind of rough. It's a bit heavy. I mean, it's good, though. I like it. I'm liking it so far. I have a friend. Oh my god, there's so many countries. The EU is so big. Europe is so big. I have a friend who's going to be studying, I think, in Finland next year. I believe that's what they said. Like, let's hang out. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. So I think I might go to Finland sometime next year. I want to visit a lot of places, but I don't know. I don't know where yet. I've just kind of been like going around France so far, which is nice. It's nice. I wanna go to Switzerland as well because my cousin, my yeah my cousin question mark is from grew up in Switzerland, I think. Geneva. Where Nose lives. Oh, really? Did not know that. Did not know that. Yeah, it's crazy. There's so much, and there's like tons of planes flying everywhere all the time. It's like good. It's great. So cool. So cool. I want to visit Greece. Oh, I finished my book. Finally, you guys, I finished Song of Achilles. The Song of Achilles was really good. It was really, really good. So now I'm starting this book called Final Girls, which was a recommendation from Hime. Who does not read books, but she listens to summaries. She listens to people talk about summaries of books, and she said it sounded good, so I'm taking her word for it. Gonna take a silly on that, but I hope you have a good night, Owlwee. Thank you, Super Dark Aqua. I hope you have a good nap. I might take a nap myself later, even though it's already 8, so at that point, it's not a nap, it's probably just sleep. You finished the book? Yeah, I finished it. The Song of Achilles. It was good. It was really good. It doesn't really, but it's upping my book count for this year, but not by much. I think I've only read 4 books this year, including that one, which is like kind of sad. I mean, I read a lot more last year, but in comparison, I've been watching a lot of movies this year. I think what number am I at? I'm at I am at 88. I mean, I'm at 88 movies right now, so that's cool. That is very cool. It's 12 more? Yeah, 12 more. 12 more! Until 100. Let's see. I want to watch The Pursuit of Happiness, the one with Will Smith. But everyone I know has already like seen it. Everyone I know has seen it, so I need to. It's either I gotta watch it by myself, or I don't know, do a watch along or something. I don't know. You can do it. Yeah, well, just a little more. Just a little bit more. Yeah. Also, I need to watch. Need to watch. I need to watch the final part of Attack on Titan, but I haven't watched like the second to last part either, so I have to watch both of them. I keep seeing spoilers, and I'm like, stop, go away, stop, go away. No, he was out already, but she has. Yeah, she's already seen on top of books, on top of the books and magazines count. If no, I've read like 0.4 books this year. I don't know. I don't know what to count it like, because I got I started reading like a short story. It's like 40 something pages. I'm like, does this count? Like, this doesn't really count as a book. Watch a lot. Yeah, maybe, or else I'm like, no, I'm never gonna watch it. It's finally done. I know. Oh my God. I really need to. I need to watch it. I need to watch the second to last part and the last part. But because, and what's making me like really, I need to watch it is just the spoilers, because there's so many spoilers. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. I remember when it first came out, and I was like really into it. Hope you enjoy it. Won't share my opinion on the ending of Yahtzee. That means it's bad. That means it's a bad opinion. If it ends with like, if it was like, oh no, okay, I'm not gonna wait. I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it because if I'm like right or something, you guys are gonna be like, it doesn't end like that, haha. And then I'm gonna be like, oh no, I'll wait, I'll wait, I'll wait, and then we'll talk about it. I have like a theory. I have a theory that I hope isn't like the right one, but. 2013, is that when it first came out? Oh my God, I was so was so young, you guys. I was so wait, watch it for yourself. Yeah, that's, I feel like Attack on Titan is one that like I don't want to be spoiled for. Actually, I don't want to be spoiled for most things, so if I'm like actually planning on watching them. Speaking of things that I'm planning to watch, I haven't watched Free Run yet. I haven't watched the new like, oh my God, like this is a good anime this season, whatever. I need to catch up from midway through season one. It's been a decade. That was me though. I had only watched the first season up until like this year, when it first came out. Like I watched the first season in 2013, and then just didn't watch it because they left so much time between the first and second season, and by the time the second season came out, like I was too lazy, like I didn't care about it anymore. Most of us are older than you, right? Maybe I don't think I'm like I went out with like this girl the other day for like just to like hang out or whatever, and like we're the same age, but she kept like talking about how old she was, and she's like, oh yeah, so I'm like, I'm old now, or like I'm getting old, and I was like, oh wait, are we that old? Like, are we really that old? Yeah, still not watched. Oh, I haven't. Yeah, I have not watched Idol of Seven. That is, yes, someday TM. I will watch that as well. Yeah, I like to think I'm still like young, I think, but Free Run is unexpectedly good. Yeah, it's like the thing, right? Manga was good from what I read, worth a watch for sure. Yeah, I had a friend who was like really like, was telling me it was really good like a long time ago, and I was like, oh, that's cool. And I read like the first few pages, and I was like, okay. Never forget when you say you're old. Yeah, I kind of felt that like when I was hanging out with like my friend the other day, or like this, I guess, are we friends? I don't know, but like, yeah, she was like, oh, so old, so old, so old. Yeah, so old. I was like, oh yeah. You're in your mid-20s, right? You're a baby. Am I in my mid-20s? You, I don't know. I don't know if I would count where I am in life as my mid-20s, but I guess so. Like, I'm getting there. At this point in my streaming career, I feel like it's weird, like, to, like, not talk about my, to not talk about my age at this point, because I'm like, just like ever, I was like, oh, you guys, like, age is just a number. But then, like, I've like identified so many like specific points in my life, and like around what time that was, and that like it doesn't even matter at this point yet. I don't care. I stopped caring. Someday TM is my life motto. Oh, mood. You're only old when you hit 30. Oh no. Well, I guess, yeah, I'm not, I have not, I've not gotten to that point yet, but you're back in school, so you're youthful by spirit, at least. That is true. That is true. That is very true. Yeah. Oh my God, school. Oh my God, school. School is definitely going to force me to have a productive lifestyle. Forever 21. Of course, exactly. Yes, I am Forever 21. Yes. Correct. After a certain point in adulthood, age all kind of just blurs together. Yeah, I can feel that. Like, I don't even know how old I am. Like, I had to think about it the other day. She says it's also just a number, but if you say the wrong one, it's gonna get real uncomfortable. That's true. That's true. You are correct. Is just a number. You're stronger than I am. I would never go back to school. I didn't think I was gonna go back to school, but you guys, a bachelor's in psych, like, really doesn't do anything for you. It really doesn't do much for you. My God. I'm trying to get comfy. I mean, you graduated from college, university, and been streaming for a couple of years, so I think we can all guess your age. Yeah, it's true. It's true. Did I graduate before debut? I guess I did. I guess I did, but that doesn't really. I mean, like, I graduated a little bit before, like, all the rest of my peers, just because, like, I was. Oh, it's because I did a summer term. I did, like, a summer term one time. Like, I didn't go home. Yeah, I didn't go home for, like, summer break or whatever, and I just did classes during the summer term, and so I was able to graduate, like, a year. Not a year. But I graduated a little bit early, but, like, regardless, it doesn't really matter because it's just a few months, and yeah, it's pretty easy to guess my age. How was the stuff with school anyway? I remember your email and teacher. Yeah, I've been getting, like, stuff, like, I've been getting everything that I need to start, and I'm officially starting this month, so wish me luck, I guess, because I've not been in school for a couple of years now, and I am a little bit worried. I'm a little bit worried because, like, my time management skills are actually on the ground. So I guess we will just be. I guess you might see a lot of work streams from me, like, after, like, this month, because I will be not very good at being productive. Yeah. Time doesn't go fast until you're settled. I'm 33 and every year has been as long. Oh goodness. Yeah, I wonder how, like, I do wonder what my life is gonna look like in a few years. But then again, like, I don't know, like, I'm probably gonna go, like, back to the States and get, like, licensed and all that other crap, but yeah. Yeah, hope you have a big bed to get super. I do have a pretty big bed, definitely compared to, like, Japan, where everything's pretty small. It is definitely bigger than this is like as big as my bed at home back in the States, or maybe a little smaller, but not that much smaller. You're a timekeeper, I know, and my timekeeping skills are severely lacking. Can do it. I have faith in you. Thank you. Thank you. I'll try my best. I for grad schools either. Oh my God, I hope so. I really hope so. I'm pretty sure I'm only taking, like, a few classes, so. Work streams, yeah. I could use a lot of those. My productivity is really whack myself. Yeah. Oh my God, my productivity is. Oh, it's almost non-existent. The V teacher arc, yeah. Oh my God. Now I when if once I finally get, like, licensed, I can be like, oh my God, I can make those, like, reaction videos, you guys. I think this reaction is like licensed counselor reacts to whatever. Oh my God, I don't actually watch those, but I know they exist and I know they, like, get views. But so, like, Ali, please don't push yourself too much to get some sleep. Like, the thing is, I sleep a lot. Like, it's just my sleep schedule is bad, and like, I think that's the issue. It's like not a healthy sleep schedule. Like, I get enough sleep, I just don't sleep at good times. Yes, please. Would you consider working in a different country to get accredited in France and other places? It's definitely like possible. I would work in like. I'll work in like Canada. I'll work in Canada. That sounds fun. I like Canada. I've been there a few times. And it's like, and it's closer than Japan to where I am from, you know? When Ollie was my vocal teacher, oh my God, there's not much I could teach you, but that would be fun for me. Speaking of singing, I haven't sang in a really long time and I'm like dying. Like it's affecting my mental health, you guys. You guys, it's affecting my mental health because I can't sing. Okay, no. But yeah, imagine me. Yeah, V teacher reacts to me towards the V licensed counselor VTuber reacts to. I don't know. I don't know what. I don't know what we're good for that. Acapella from bed while laying down. My voice, dude, my voice sounds like it sounds like a frog right now. I don't know why. It's probably just because I'm like speaking quietly, but like, oh my God. But yeah, technically, once I'm like licensed, I'll be qualified to like give you guys advice on things. Before, I feel like I always have to open my statements with like I don't know, but you know, like I always have to put the disclaimer because like I'm not a licensed mental health professional. Like I cannot tell you like about this and that and the other, but like so I don't know, but is my always my opener. But like once I'm, I guess if I get licensed, like if I get licensed, you guys, like I don't have to start my sentences with I don't know, but like I can be well informed, you know. Yeah, life experience, that's enough for me. Yeah, that's I suppose that's true. I have different. I have a different. Some people might say interesting life experience. I don't know. Right now I don't do much but like lay in bed and sometimes go out. But I was gonna, exactly. Yeah, I'm gonna be like, oh, I don't know, and I can't give you like accurate advice. However, like this is what I think. You know. Maybe not the best way to start a sentence. Yeah, because I'm licensed, no, to avoid losses, probably don't have to leave with disclaimers. I am not your mental health professional. However, instead give other, yeah, I'll just have to change the wording, I guess. I'm not your person, yeah, exactly. I'm not your personal counselor, but because he is licensed professional, yes, I am not licensed to be your therapist, your counselor. Call this number if you are experiencing issues with this. I am here. I am here just to be an anime girl on the internet. This VTuber is down horrendous V counseling without V counseling. No way. V counseling. That'll be my new thing. I remember during the training, during the training process of like for Prism, like before we debuted, I remember we were like making videos and like streams and stuff. And one of the videos I made was something like, "Oh, VTubers, like I give you, like." Love advice or something. I totally forgot what it was. No, I forget. I forget what video it was about, but I think that was the gist of it. Ugh. That makes me trust you more. Once I'm licensed, you can trust me a little bit more. I might be your Aoi Togimori, but I'm not your counselor. Yes, exactly. Hello, Aoi, having you as an anime girl on the internet is more than enough. I'm glad. You know what? If that's good for you, it's good for me. She said it was wild days before debut. Yeah. Did she tell you? I guess I've told you. Like my I did like an Omegle video. I
I did an Omegle video. Imagine talking, if any of you were on Omegle and then you saw like a weird anime girl on Omegle one time, like it could have been me. Omegle? Do you guys say Omegle or Omegle? I always said Omegle, but I know a lot of people say Omegle. You ever release those videos? Probably not. But yeah, that would be kind of funny. I remember I went on Omegle, and everyone, I had more than one person ask me, like, are you using, no, they were like, are you a guy? And I was like, hello? Like, do I sound like a guy? I don't, okay. Omegle. I say Omegle. Is it Omegle? Omegle? Omegle. I like I've ever said the word O. Do you guys ever do the thing? Okay, maybe this was just me. Maybe I was a weird kid, but I remember like when I was a teenager, me and my friends would always go to Omegle, and we'd have like a word, we'd have like a code word, like I don't know, like chicken nuggets or something, and like we'd like try to see we'd try to like connect with each other. Omegle. Oh my god, you guys, should we go on Omegle right now? Okay, let's go on Omegle. Not like video or whatever the hell. I don't do that. I'm in bed. I'm not turning on any sort of video. You could be using the best train. Yeah, I guess so. Maybe they thought I was using a really high tech voice changer. Oh, it also becomes a licensed counselor. Not only we have a really kind counselor, we also have a counselor who drops dope music. That's yeah. I guess you can't say that about a lot of other people. I'm like, yeah, you might have a counselor, but does your counselor do anime covers? Okay. We were using our model, a generic model. Yeah, we were like using like we were using like placeholders at the time. That was a time, you guys. Gonna go on Omegle. Omegle, wait, what if I go on Omegle and I put in like, what should I put in? My counselor can't be an anime girl on the internet, no. Let's see. What are good Omegle words? Like anime. I always like anime or something. Time to interview everyone on Omegle at a certain time span to try to find Ali. Sometimes I don't usually go on Omegle, but if I'm really bored at like 5 a.m., like really bored, like I will go on Omegle. Before, my counselor goes sick to my appointments. Oh no, I will become your counselor. No, I will not. I'll add. Let's see. I don't know what's a good one. Whatever. We'll do it later. Does acting cute and stuff ever embarrass you? On what? I mean, like, I feel like I kind of like dropped. If I had a cute act to like ever, like, I think I've kind of dropped it. My counselor dropped these harder than they dropped me emotionally. No. However, I do think that when I like meet someone for the first time, like I have a tendency not to act cute because I don't think I'm like cute enough to like warrant acting cute. However, like like the idol stuff? No, because no, I think like I would be more like uncomfortable if like people are like watching me like move around because like I'm really awkward and like I'm gonna fall on my face or something. But my god, it's like 35,000 people online at a time. Finding Ali would be like finding cute folks, and everybody really hates that. Yeah, you'd have to put in like, but there's keywords, right? So you'd have to put in keywords like Prism Project or like Aoi Tokimori or something. You feel more like yourself. Yeah, I feel like at the beginning, or I don't know. I don't know if I was ever putting on like a cutesy act or anything, but I definitely wasn't like, I was very nervous at the beginning. ever think to stream on Twitter? I guess I have. I guess I do know that that's the thing, but I didn't really like think about doing it myself. I don't use like TikTok, but if I was thinking about like any other platforms to stream on, like maybe TikTok. I don't know. I heard TikTok's like pretty okay for discoverability, but I don't really know. We knew you were pulled from the debut. Alone, how pull you? Yeah, that. I mean, that's, like when you're stupid, you guys. When you're stupid, you're stupid, you guys. I'm putting owie heart for my code word. Yeah, you have to go. You just like go and like talk to random people until you get the owie heart back. No. It just streams on TikTok sometimes. Yeah, I might like it might be like worth it to like might be worth it to like ask her how that works. But yeah, sometimes if I'm like really bored, like really bored, you guys, this like doesn't happen that often anymore. More like this is probably like I don't know. I don't even remember the last time, but sometimes if I'm really bored, I'll go on Omegle. Not again, not like the video. If I'm like with friends and we're like, I remember I showed my like one of my Japanese friends Omegle. One of my Japanese friends has like really good English, and like there's no reason for their English to be that good, but like it's just very good. I remember I showed them Omegle because I was like, look at this site, isn't this funny? And yeah, we were like drinking and on Omegle. Girls' night, no. I definitely have done. I had a friend who was really into Omegle in high school, though. And I mean, we wouldn't like drink or anything because we're in high school. But whenever we'd have like sleepovers, I remember she would go on Omegle. Yeah, that was the time. I like it when people watch me. That's what I wanted. That's why I wanted to be a streamer, but never got around to being one because I'm an Africa clown. My self-esteem is below the basement floor. I feel it. I feel it. You know. Yeah, I don't like being like, yeah, I don't want people to like watch me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think that's like one of the, this is like real talk time, I guess. That's one of the cool things about being like a VTuber because like people are watching you, but they're not watching like you, you know? You're not drinking in high school. No, because it wasn't legal. Yeah, I was very clean throughout high school, I would say. It was mostly like, yeah, it was mostly once I got into like, university. I guess my last year of high school was like slightly more adventurous, but nothing too crazy. Like trip with like my friends, like something like that, and like not a super long one either. Just like to the local national park. I don't know. And what else do we do? I went to like. I don't know. I took like trips with my friends, stuff like that. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Again, I'm on a different phone too. Can you still understand me? You can, right? If I'm right about how this works. Hello, RoboAlly. Hello, everyone. Hello, timekeepers. Is indeed, it is me, RoboAlly. So I was a good girl at high school. I thought she started drinking. No, it was not legal to do that, so no. I moved from the one spot with a good signal. No, I don't know, but yeah, maybe there's one spot in this band that was good to so, know. Clear enough? Okay. Yeah, I don't know. A bottle of wine like a bottle of Coke. That's true. I am running straight from the bottle today, too. But, yeah, no, I was pretty tame. I was pretty tame in high school. Even my first few years was pretty. Like, I feel like the image, especially in America, or the States, is, like, people start going crazy when they enter university. But, like, yeah, I was not, like, my I don't know, my school didn't have enough like activities or like social events for me to actually meet anyone anyway. The people, I guess the wildest I got was like the one semester I spent in the dorm, because there were a lot of like kids who also like wanted to go crazy or whatever. But after that, like I feel like it was pretty calm. It was my last few years, I think, in Japan where I started to get out a little bit more and like start to meet people. But well, yeah, wait, I can't. It's weird that it goes back and forth. The opposite, I used to drink in high school, but now I'm almost allergic to alcohol. Oh, so far I get stomach and oh, under oh, interesting. Interesting. High school was not even like, I don't know, like there were moments, I mean, obviously, because I feel like everyone sort of like experiments with alcohol or like this and that and the other when they're in high school, when it's like not okay to do that kind of stuff. Like everyone does it, but like I wasn't like a party or like the only times I had alcohol were like supervised by like older friends or actually no, there was a time where like my close group of friends like broke into like the parents' alcohol drawer or whatever when no one was home. That was a fun night. I don't think like it wasn't dangerous or anything. We were just at home playing like Rock Band on the Xbox or whatever. No. My voice changer. No, not my voice changer. I only took one voice reveal. But yeah, it's highly city dependent. Living near cities with a light night black. Yeah, definitely. I think I've had it. I think it's the biggest size I've ever caught you. Yeah, I don't think anything was, I don't think we were caught. I mean, clearly. I only had groups of friends that wanted to be in that juice. Most of the store was stuck, but nowadays I'd rather just have beer and some schnapps down the line. Yeah, I feel like you kind of like, you have like a phase. Maybe when your brain isn't like fully developed or something. You have like a phase where you're like, well, let's go, let's party or whatever, and then kind of calms down. My brain technically is not fully developed yet, according to psychology or according to like how, I don't know, everyone says like your brain is fully developed in like X years. But apparently mine is not fully developed yet, so that's a wait a little bit more. So I guess I'm still in a phase, but recently I've just been sitting at home, so I don't know if that's it's not been too much of a crazy crazy fest here. The phase of this gets away, so we're the try, so I just want a few people to chill. Yeah. I do want to try like more stuff, but like when I go to the States, like I sometimes I go to the bars and they have like pretty like they have cocktails like pretty good alcohol content, but then it tastes really good. I remember I had like a hot like Sprite type of cider when I went back last time. It was really good. Because we heard Jordan and I hear Peter's here. Oh, yeah, maybe understand nothing. Oh, hello? Hello? Here's one. Oh. Oh no, should I type in the chat? Okay. Should I start? Okay. Okay, we're